Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, February 20th, 2018. Today is World Day of Social Justice, globally recognizing the need to promote efforts to tackle issues such as poverty, exclusion, and unemployment. Following the announcement that Berlin's most famous car rental company, Robin & Ventjes, will be closing down its Kreuzberg Prinzenstrasse location at the end of May after 40 years, the next one is now due to close. The location at Prenzlauer Allee 96 in Prenzlauer Berg will also be closing in May. The closure of both stores is due to the fact that the two founders and managing directors of Robin & Ventjes, Dietmar Robin and Ulrich Ventjes, sold their company with the blue seal logo to competitor Buchbinder last year. Buchbinder has taken over Robin & Ventjes with all employees, the entire fleet of vehicles, and the company logo, but not the stores in Kreuzberg and Prenzlauer Berg because the land prices were far too high for the entrepreneur. On the Kreuzberg site on Prinzenstrasse, a Cologne-based real estate company is now building new commercial dwellings. At Prenzlauer Allee, apartments will be built. Robin & Ventjes will build a new rental station in Lichtenberg, and a new logistics center with workshops for flatbeds and trucks is being built on Weißensee Weg. The branches at Landstrasse in Neukölln and Schwanweberstrasse in Reinickendorf will be retained. Police statistics state that crime at Kottbusser Tor in Kreuzberg has declined significantly in the past year. The decrease relates to violent crimes of assault, robbery, and pickpocketing. In 2016, 380 cases of bodily injury were recorded. A year later, the figure was just under 330, a decrease of 14%. 119 cases of robbery were recorded in 2016, compared with 74 in 2017, a decrease of 38%, and pickpocketing decreased by 42%. Tanya Knapp, Director of Criminal Investigations, said the reduced number of street crime offenses are due to a massive officer presence at the Kottbusser Tor. In contrast, drug-related crime has risen from 2016 to 2017. The number of cases of illicit trafficking in narcotics increased from 234 to 289, while the number of illicit possessions rose from 515 to 751. The area around the Kottbusser Tor has been a focus of crime in Berlin for years. The Alliance for More CCTV Surveillance in Berlin has filed an application for the initiation of a referendum. According to spokeswoman Ada Streb, representatives of the initiative handed over 25,000 signatures to the Interior Administration yesterday, which now must be validated. In order to start the referendum, at least 20,000 valid signatures from Berlin voters are required. When this figure comes together, which is to be expected, the House of Representatives will have to deal with the Alliance's demand. The Alliance wants to monitor up to 50 locations in Berlin around the clock with cameras in order to reduce crime and improve citizens' sense of security. If parliamentarians reject this, the actual referendum starts. The initiative would then have 4 months in which to collect signatures from 7% of voters, that's around 170,000, and a referendum would be held on the same day. The Red-Red-Green Coalition is against widespread video surveillance. However, the head of government, Michael Müller of the SPD, has recently indicated that he saw opportunities for a compromise with the initiative. The Alliance was founded by ex-Justice Senator Thomas Hallmann of the CDU, former mayor of Neukölln, Heinz Buschowski of the SPD, and representatives of police unions. Within 3 weeks, another sheep from a petting zoo was slaughtered by burglars in Berlin. A police spokesperson said on Monday that two men were caught and arrested, leaving the animal enclosure in Volkspark Hasenheide late Sunday evening. One of the men had carried a blood-stained knife with him, and a sheep's leg and gloves with traces of blood had been found in a backpack. According to initial findings, the two 29-year-old Romanians had cut the sheep's throat in the enclosure and severed one leg. The suspicion of violation of the Animal Welfare Act, as well as theft, is in evidence. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, only at the end of January, two sheep had been stolen from the petting zoo, and remains of a neatly slaughtered pregnant animal were found nearby. the second stolen sheep remained unharmed. Whether those arrested are also responsible for the most recent killing remains unclear. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.